USA Radio News with John Hunt.
On the way, COVID-19 on the rise, President Donald Trump took a Friday swing through Florida, a state critical to his re-election prospects and bracketed by two storms. Trump delivered a campaign speech with Florida sheriffs that continued his effort to pin a surge in crime on some of the nation's largest cities and on their Democratic mayors.
Joe Biden and the radical left's outrageous campaign against law enforcement is the major reason violent crime is surging in Democrat-run cities. If Joe Biden is elected president, the chaos and bloodshed will spread to every community in our land. You'll have a Portland everywhere. In Joe Biden's America, you and your family will never be safe. Rioters and criminals will be totally protected. Law-abiding citizens will be totally disarmed. And American families will be at the mercy of the violent left wing.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the markets, they are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
A Michigan teenager detained for skipping online school is now free, and USA's Kenneth Burns has details.
The 15-year-old girl from suburban Detroit was sent to juvie for not completing her online schoolwork after an Oakland County judge found the girl violated the terms of her probation. The girl, only identified as Grace, was freed after her lawyer appealed the decision. Grace, who was released to her mother, will be free pending the appeal of the judge's guilty verdict for failure to submit any schoolwork and getting up for school. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Byrne.
A federal appeals court has vacated the death sentence of the Boston Marathon bomber based on the opinion that the judge in the case did not vet the jury properly with regards to possible bias stemming from pretrial publicity. Tsarnaev was convicted and sentenced to death in 2015 for carrying out the April 15, 2013 attack. The attack killed three people and injured more than 260 others. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There was a heated exchange between Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, when Fauci testified about the impact of COVID-19, and John Clements reports.
Dr. Fauci was testifying before the House Lex Subcommittee on the coronavirus when Congressman Jim Jordan made a request for clarification on the dangers of the nationwide protests as compared to attending church.
Government stopping people from going to church, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
Last week in the Calvary Chapel case, five liberals on the Supreme Court said it was okay for Nevada to limit church services. Justice Gorsuch said it best. He said there's no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel. I'm just asking, is there a world where the Constitution says you can favor one First Amendment liberty, protesting, right, over another, practicing your faith?
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A Portland, Oregon man has been charged in a criminal complaint with allegedly throwing an explosive device at the Mark O. Hatfield U.S. courthouse. Authorities say cameras caught the 18-year-old Gabriel Agard Berryhill throwing an incendiary object into the entrance of the building near midnight, July 28th, causing a major explosion inside the downtown courthouse. U.S. Attorney Billy J. Williams said, "I applaud the ATF agents and U.S. Marshal Service deputies who worked quickly to identify the man before he had an opportunity to hurt others." The explosion started a major fire inside the courthouse. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.